Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And it is the Fan Morning Show pre-show. Good morning for Thursday, July 30th. Actually, for every day. I'm Chris Mack. Colin Dunlap off this week. Jim Colony alongside. Big thanks to producer Matt for making sure I actually woke up this morning. We'll explain that story in just a moment or two. Jim, good morning. How are you? Are you all dialed in, plugged in, everything good to go on from the beautiful Colony Estate in Richland Township?
Oh, yeah. We're here. We're here. We're wide awake. I've been awake since 3 o'clock, Chris.
Thanks, Jim. That doesn't make me feel guilty at all.
I wasn't up till 11.
Well, yeah. This is what happens is sometimes I stay up to watch the end of a game. Sometimes, I shouldn't say sometimes, a lot of times I stay up to watch the end of a game, and then there will be an instance where I stay up a little bit longer, I stay up later than I should, and then in this instance, the alarm didn't go off because the phone didn't charge. So that was bad news, Bears. I rolled over, looked at the clock, it said, or the watch, I should say, looked at my watch, it said, time on the wall says 5:20, and I said, that's no good.
no, it's not.
So I hustled up and ran downstairs and plugged the thing in and turned the machine on and made a cup of coffee. Luckily, I had stayed up to the point, like you said, 11 o'clock last night, where basically had the show planned out, and we've got a slew of guests today, which were already in place, and a slew of things to talk about. As
that.
Of even 11 o'clock last night, you seen that. Yeah. So luckily, I've had this happen before where once I had it happen. It was probably like a year and a half ago maybe where I slept in like beyond the beginning of the show even. Like I didn't get in until like 7 o'clock. It was terrible.
I think I remember that.
Yeah. Remember me running into the building with like my hair on fire. Probably wearing, you know, mismatched socks and all that. But, you know, Colin was there, so he got the show started and just went along like no big deal. And it was, you know, few people were none the wiser. I've also had it once when I filled in for Giannotti, I believe it was. This is how many years ago? I don't know, whenever Greg was doing the morning show, so that tells you how long ago it was. Where I nearly missed, like I woke up in time to get in, and I think I got in at like, I don't know, maybe like 5:30, so right before the pre-show started, and that worked out okay because Josh was there and Teen Wolf had done some semblance of show prep, maybe, and we got things going at 5:40.
Yeah.
I
might have been there. I might have been there too, but that's okay.
You've been there for all of it, Jim. All 10 years of the Fan, you've been there every single morning. If not, if one of the few vacation days you were allowed to take, you were still there in spirit, my friend. And so
that's all right. We got some vacation days coming up.
Yeah, we do. We all got some we got to clear out in the next few weeks, which we'll do. But that's the way of the world these days. Anyway, so all that being said, all of this is an entree to the idea of sleeping in. And I'm just curious. We've never talked about this, Jim. I don't think in all the years we've known each other, we've talked about it off the air. I don't think we've ever talked about it on the air in any of these sleeping in situations. The single worst sleeping in moment of your life, like something you missed, something you nearly missed, the worst sleeping in moment of Jim Colony's life.
Geez, I don't know. I've been doing this for so long. I do know, I do remember that I was at training camp one year, and I think I had a similar situation where the alarm just didn't go off, and no one called me. And so, you know, the show comes on the air, and all of a sudden I get a thing like, where are you? I'm like, well, and then I look at the clock, and I'm like, holy crap. You know, so that was a bad one. The thing is that I have had many a dream about the scenario that you described.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the
Those
old unprepared
worst.
Dream. And it's the old, you know, not having a paper done in college thing. You know, it's just all that kind of stuff. And then I have had the dream where I don't have a script. I start talking and I can't stop and it just makes no sense and it's just a complete disaster. Update dream and, you know, stuff along those lines. But I, man, you know, sleeping in, not really. I know I was a little late for our wedding, but I wasn't late, but we actually had to get the marriage license signed by the town clerk. And the wedding was at 11, and my cousin Dave and I, we went to the town clerk's office was like 2 miles, or maybe not even that, maybe a mile from the church.
So you waited to do this until the day of?
Yeah. And
did you have to wait until the day of to do it, or was it just like?
Of course not.
Young Jim Colony flying by the seat of his pants. Young and in love, Jim Colony, just living free and easy.
Well, he may have overdone it the night before.
Aha! We get to the bottom of this story.
This was back when we had, like, our wedding was at 11 a.m. And back in those days, it's just when you got married at 11 a.m. That's just the way it was. I never considered the whole idea of, you know, the concept of the late afternoon wedding, which that's great. You know, and you mentioned Giannotti. Greg's wedding, Greg and Gina got married. I'm thinking that it was, you know, like 3 or 4 in the afternoon, something along those lines. And then, you know, boom, wedding, great. Then you head downtown, check into the hotel, and reception. And that's a seamless thing.
Yes, it is.
Back then, it seemed like everybody's wedding was like at, you know, 10, 10:30, 11 o'clock. That's just when they were.
Man. Almost missing your own wedding is pretty big, Jim. Late afternoon. Or maybe not late afternoon, mid-afternoon. Yeah, it was probably around, man, we're talking 14 years ago now, so the cobwebs are thick. I want to say 3 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock, something like that.
Now, did you get married in like this is a bad thing to say, an assembly line church?
No. It's the little community church that my wife grew up going to in Pleasant Hills.
Okay.
So,
but
yeah.
So it wasn't like Mueller got married on what's the name that Colin has for it? You know, St. Mary's on the Mount, I think, but it's a different name for it. It's the church you can see, you know, when I drive to work.
Yeah.
Which was a long time ago.
It's the Transfiguration. Church I can see when I drive to work.
It's a Transfiguration up over the bridge.
Yes.
And so I can't remember what time Mueller's wedding was, but it was there were definitely people coming in after us because, you know, you're kind of like milling around after. Then all of a sudden you're like a caravan of a whole new group of wedding people, coming to take over the church. The same thing with our good friend John Bridge. And when he got married at Duquesne, at the Duquesne Chapel. And that was the same thing where there was a wedding before them. There was a wedding after them. And they just, boom, they just go right through them. And you can't blame them, you know. John and Christine both went, John didn't go to Duquesne. Christine did. But anyway, so.
John was a good Catholic boy, or is a good Catholic boy, too.
Right.
He went to Marquette, so.
Yes. So You know, you want to, and I'm assuming, I don't know, how many weddings a day do they do at Heinz Chapel?
Oh, I can't even. I think they stack them up probably like half a dozen on any given Saturday at least. They just in and out, revolving door, I think. Well, is,
and then
is
the other,
how
you know,
plan works.
In that vein, right, of the evening wedding, you know, nowadays it's like sometimes people have them on Friday.
Oh, yeah, people do them all times a day now, and they'll do them in barns, and they'll do
Thursdays.
Them everywhere. So, yeah, Wednesday at 2 o'clock, you could have a wedding.
Well,
so
I don't know about that.
why not? Crazy kids, you're in love. So we're talking about the sleeping in and then the sleeping in dream. I get this text from producer Matt in the midst of our conversation. How about the being in public somewhere naked dream? I don't know if I've ever had that dream, to be totally honest. Matt, do you have this dream often? Because I'm concerned.
I never have either.
I haven't had it often, no. But there have been at least a couple times where I can remember, like, showing up to school, especially in high school, and, like, I'm walking around with my book bag on, everybody's giving me a weird look, and then I realize that I don't have any clothes on. You know, it's one of those deals.
Naked and afraid.
Yes, very much afraid.
People talk about that dream like it you know, I've heard other people. Matt's not the first person. You're not the first person I've heard mention the inadvertently being naked dream. But I've never actually had it myself. Neither have you, Jim.
I don't know. Now that Matt kind of described it in those terms and back, you know, back in those days, maybe I did. You know, when I was in college, well, that's when streaking came into vogue. For a very brief period of time.
Well, it sounds like given the circumstances, it sounds like given the circumstances surrounding the night before your wedding, that perhaps it may have actually happened. It wasn't just a dream, Jim. Maybe you did actually show up somewhere stark raving naked and running around and
I don't think
continuing
so, no.
The great tradition of streaking that began in Keene, New Hampshire.
It wasn't
so many years ago.
No, it wasn't that kind of a. It wasn't
all
that
right.
Kind of a tough night.
All right.
I
so
will say
everyone's
this, though,
awake.
About you know, your phone charger thing. I have similar. I have like I like the alarm on my old phone, and so I've kept the old phone just so I can use that as my alarm, and yet I've got a clock. There's a bedside clock that has a USB port. That you can plug in and you can charge a phone. But
nice.
I found out one night, right, except it's not working properly.
Oh,
that's,
well,
not,
that's
nice.
Not so nice.
And not only that, but, you know, say the phone gets down to like, I don't know, like 30% or whatever. And so you plug it in to charge it, only to find out a little while later that the charge has actually gone down. It goes in reverse. It's like it drains the battery. So... I've learned not to rely on that thing as a means to charge the phone.
Yeah, do not. That sounds like it's the antithesis of a charger, Jim. It's a sapper. Yeah. Okay, so we're up and running here on a Thursday morning. And I mentioned a big show this Thursday morning because we've got a lot going on. Heather Like is going to join us at 7:30. We talked to her about that ACC scheduling model. That was released yesterday afternoon, and what it means for Pitt football and the hope that college football and Pitt football can have some semblance of a season this fall in particular. We'll get into the details of the model itself just after 6:30, and again, Heather Like joins us at 7:30. Jason Mackey for his weekly visit at 8 o'clock this Thursday morning to talk about the Bucks. Who failed to hit a ball safely out of the infield yesterday. Very exciting. Mark Caboli of The Athletic at 8:30. His training camp is underway at Heinz Field. At least whatever passes for training camp is up and running at Heinz Field. We'll also talk about some things Randy Feuchner had to say yesterday, the first major media availability of training camp, the Steelers offensive coordinator. Phil Steele of, well, philsteele.com, you know, his big college football preview magazine. We'll talk to him about the college football landscape as a whole at 9 o'clock. And Brian Lawton of NHL Network at 9:30, plus crazy things being said about a former Pittsburgh Steeler and a hypothetical that's a part of our Fan Morning Show daily Twitter poll that also gets the show started. That's next after a gym update. It's all on the way here on the Fan Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.